check.
Oh. Check,
hey!
Whew. Man, a little bit of panic on my part there going on. All right, well, welcome to the show, you guys. Before we start, tell us about what's going to go on.
Well, it's a little bit different of a radio show. In the past, we've heard a lot of people who do like a call-in show or something like that. And what we decided to do instead was kind of spin off of War of the Worlds and kind of try to tell a story from a different perspective. It's a group of survivors that find this abandoned radio show, and it's a story about how they cope and how they get along as a group.
Yeah. We end up doing a lot of kind of off the cuff, sort of natural dialogue sounding stuff where we're just running around inside this abandoned radio station, trying to carve out a life after zombies have taken over most of the world, which ends up being a lot of fun and resulting in a lot of laughs and a few serious moments.
All right, so being chased by zombies and fun and thrilling. All right. Anything else you guys want to talk about? How was your group process for pulling this together?
It was phenomenal. It was absolutely fantastic. I've never been part of a group that came together this well, this quickly, and had this much fun.
Yeah, you know, these guys really rocked. Working for the second time on an audio show, it was a lot smoother this time, and everybody just kind of worked so well together, even though we were so different when it came to personality-wise.
Yeah.
We really hit the ground running. We came up with a topic really, really quickly, and right after that we got together again, started writing the script, and just took off really quickly, so it was good.
Yeah. Hey, Paul. Glad you could join us. So, did you guys do a lot of meeting in person? Did you just use online stuff?
Yeah, we did. We actually met quite a few times in person. Went to DuPont a lot to use the recording room, and we actually did some recording at our house here too. So,
yeah,
it's good.
But we made pretty frequent use of Google Hangouts too. Like in the last couple of editing sessions, we all just piled into Google Hangouts and we'd, you know, give everybody moral support and sort of talk Daniel through the last editing processes, which was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that actually was a blast.
And was I right that I saw you guys were actually doing some audio editing while you were in the Hangout?
Yeah. I did a screen share of Audacity while I was working. And so, you know, I was moving stuff around, but I had my headphones out so everybody could hear what I was doing as I was doing it. And so during that whole process, everybody could chime in and say, oh, hey, wait, that sounds a little off. Let's go with this approach instead of the one that you're going with. So it was really good to have that feedback without everybody having to kind of coordinate to be in one location.
Yeah. And it was actually really educational, for me at least, because being able to see what he was doing on screen, and I'm actually going to share on Twitter a screen cap that I took of everybody in the Google Hangout at once on our last editing day. But I learned a lot just watching him edit stuff.
That's good, and it looks like Rob is going to be out of class and on his way to be able to join us to listen in.
Yeah.
Awesome, great.
All right, so without much further messing around, because I've already done that, just trying to get the Skype call set up. I'm going to play this. You guys should be able to hear it through Skype.
Awesome.
As I play it back. I will actually, though, have to... I learned this earlier. I'll be actually turning down your Skype volume, but sit back and enjoy the show. DS106 Radio, the last show of the evening. Sit back for what happens when zombies take over. And there's a radio station.